Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. A blessed and happy Feast of All Saints to you all, this Holy Day of Obligation. A little bit about this feast. It was first instituted by Pope St. Boniface IV in the year 609 to commemorate all the saints. You can imagine at the time, there were so many saints, so many martyrs and so on. How did you choose who got into the calendar and who didn't? And so from a very early time in the church, this feast was instituted to honor all of those saints who just couldn't be named specifically during the year. Originally, it was instituted on May 13th, but about 100 years later, Pope Gregory III consecrated a chapel dedicated to all saints on November 1st. And so that became the day to observe the All Saints Feast Day. So from about the 8th century onwards, this feast has been celebrated today. And there are saints of every age, and saints in heaven, of every age, every disposition, every state in life, from every century, children, old saints, young saints, secular, religious, priests, monks, nuns, husbands, wives, kings, peasants, criminals, penitents, visionaries, angels and saints, from the earliest age have always desired to do God's will. So there is no excuse for us not to become one. In fact, we should be kind of looking forward to this feast day as our feast day. I mean, please God, 100 years from now, all of you sitting in the pews are going to be up there in heaven looking down at some other people sitting in these pews, right? Praying for them to get into heaven. For that is the case, that we are made a spectacle to angels and to men. All the saints in heaven desire us to join their ranks. They want us to join them. They are waiting for us to make it to heaven also. And they know. They know what it is like. All those saints that I mentioned, of all those conditions, young and old, rich and poor and so on, people who have been good from the time they were children, and great sinners, people who have been terrible sinners from their youth, but at the end they change. They leave aside their former way of life and they become saints. Anybody and everybody is called to sanctity. That's that universal call to holiness we hear of. It's not reserved for the few. Sanctity is supposed to be for the everybody. And the way we achieve it was just mentioned in the gospel. It was our Lord on the Mount giving the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit. You know, blessed are they, blessed are the peacemakers, and so on and so forth. It's observing the Ten Commandments. It's observing the laws of the church. It is practicing the Beatitudes. It's striving to acquire those gifts and fruits of the Holy Ghost. There's so much that we can, so much meditation can be gained from that, right? What does it mean, you know, to have fear of the Lord, piety, knowledge, understanding, counsel, wisdom? What are these things and how can I get more of them? Joy, peace, patience, benignity. Are these evident in my life? This is what we should be asking ourselves. This is how, we achieve that sanctity that God has in mind for us. And God did not create us to be impatient or unkind or impetuous or timid or fearful. God did not create us to be like that. Those are defects. That's the result of original sin. God's plan is that whatever defect we have, that we remedy and we be healed from it. And the more of a saint we become, the more we become the person God created us to be. The more we become ourselves. And you know, you hear that thing like, I can't change who I am kind of a thing, or I need to be myself. That's a saint. The saints were those people on earth who were most like themselves. The more you become a saint, the more you put away sin and bad habits and whatever else, the more you put those things away, the more you realize, oh, this is my true self. This is who God created me to be all along. This is what makes me truly happy, is being ourselves, that we find our identity by becoming saints. And really the world wants to convince us that happiness comes from what we have, but the church has always taught that happiness comes from who we are, Right? We are children of God, created to be like him, created to be followers of Christ. That is how we achieve our happiness, is by becoming saints. So you see these if you have any idea in your head that a saint means being miserable or unhappy or doing all these penances and always having, you know, these unpleasant things happen and just kind of like reveling in our own misery, that is not sanctity. The reason the saints did what they did, the reason the saints did these penances, is because they loved God. It was love that impelled them to do all these things. It wasn't guilt or shame or anything else. That may be how it started out. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But any of that filial fear, or any of that servile fear, gives way to filial fear. We don't fear punishment of God. We fear to, you would say, we fear sinning, right? We fear because we love God so much. I don't want to do anything that would be displeasing to God. So there is, in today's Matins reading, excerpt from the Venerable Bede, English saint from the, I think it was very early, 8th or 9th century or something. But he has a very good section on today's feast, which I will read to you all now. Dearly beloved brethren, this day we keep with one great cry of joy, a feast in memory of all God's holy children. His children, whose presence is a gladness to heaven, whose prayers are a blessing to earth, whose victories are the crown of Holy Church. His chosen, whose testifying is the more glorious in honor, as their agony was greater in intensity. For as the more dread grew the battle, so the more glorious grew the fighters, and the heavier the torment, the greater their prize. And our Holy Mother, Catholic Church, spread far and wide throughout all the earth, has learned in Christ Jesus her head, not to fear shame, nor cross, nor death, but has grown greater and greater, not by fighting, but by enduring, and hath breathed into all those noble men and women who have come up to the bitter threshold of death, the hope of conquest and glory. Thou art truly blessed, O Holy Mother Church. The blaze of God's mercy bears full upon thee. Thine adornment is the glorious blood of victorious martyrs, and thy raiment the virgin whiteness of untarnished orthodoxy. Thy garlands lack neither roses nor lilies. Today, let each one of us resolve to gain the goodly crown of one sort or the other, either the glistening whiteness of purity or the red dye of suffering. In the army of heaven, both peace and war have chaplets of their own to crown Christ's soldiers. God's goodness has seen to it that the time of our working and wrestling is not long or everlasting, but, as it were, only a moment, so that in this short life on earth, the bitterness is brief, but the prize is eternal. Our work is so soon over, but our wage is paid forever. Dearly beloved brethren, let us strive this day and always so to live that when the night of our world is finally come, we may see the brightness of heaven with all the saints and receive a blessedness far outweighing the pangs of any torment we may have suffered in this life. And thus we may exclaim with St. Paul the Apostle, "Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it even entered into the heart of man what good things God has in store for those who love him." God bless you all in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.